This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, kids, how you doing? It's Saturday night. Glad you're here. Look at there. Bill Nye, the science guy. Nerd, resident number one. We are going to talk about him. Plus, in the ladies' lounge, Georgie Mormon, a first-timer in the ladies' lounge tonight. Man, do we have a big show for you straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. And I couldn't be more excited than to have you with us every single Saturday. And by the way, if you have not done it yet, jump over to the Facebook. You know where the Facebook is? It's at thefacebook.com. And when you go to thefacebook.com, then go to thefacebook.com and then put the slash and then put the KMC01 after it and then hit the return. So you go to thefacebook.com, you slash it, you put the KMC01 in there, and then you hit the return. And then when you do that, you're going to go to the Facebook.com Kevin McCullough page, and that's going to allow you to Facebook Live with us tonight, which is going to be, I think, rather spectacularly fun, especially when you've got the topics that we've got to cover for you tonight. But I got some news to cover. I got some news to cover. Before we get to the stories that we're going to get into the conversations with, coming up on Tuesday of this next week, I am going to be, now this, a lot of you, well, some of you, well, that's not even true. Many of you get my daily broadcast Monday through Friday, Kevin McCullough Radio, the syndicated version that goes to 280-something outlets across the country. That show will be brought to you Tuesday and Wednesday from our nation's capital. And as part of what my local talk show host duties are here, I'm going to be with the likes of Eric Metaxas and Larry Elder and Michael Medved and Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher and the great Joe Piscopo, who anchors mornings on my flagship station here in New York City. And we're going to be doing the Made in America tour Tuesday, Wednesday, and part of Thursday from the nation's capital. But on Tuesday, I will be in an air-conditioned tent on the lawn of the White House. And, man, am I thanking God for air conditioning, because it's supposed to be like 95 degrees and 70% humidity. I guarantee I'll lose 13 pounds that afternoon just sitting there on the White House lawn. Anyway, we're looking forward to that. That should be exciting. The theme of the day is going to be all about, oh, look, we've got deplorables watching from different places. Rusty says he's a deplorable from Tennessee watching on the Facebook Live. Rusty, thank you so much. I appreciate your honesty. I'm a proud deplorable as well. So we'll just be proud deplorables together. Hashtag proud deplorables. Hi, Cordell, Dave, Nancy, Marta. I see everybody. Man, we got New York, Tennessee, Michigan, Texas. Yeah, let's hear it for the Lone Star State, my home state, where I'm from. It's where I grew up. I'm still a Cowboys fan. Don't tell anybody I live in New York. I could die for that. Anyway, so that's all going on. So Tuesday I'm going to be there, and we're going to be doing the show. And I might just have some goodies left over from that day to bring to you next Saturday night as well when we kick off Radio Night Live. All right. I've also got another very big special reason to be celebrating tonight, and I want to say thank you to our brand new affiliate that is on the air with us tonight in a very special location in Missouri. This is a part of the state of Missouri that a lot of people may not even know, but if you're from Lebanon or Waynesville or Lake Ozark or Springfield, Missouri, we are welcoming AM 1390 KJPW Talk to the new Kevin McCullough lineup, the Radio Night Live lineup on Saturday nights. And this is why this particular welcome week to me is so very special. I was born in Springfield, Missouri. And I think this is the first time that we've had an affiliate of whatever radio or television that has gone into the town where I was given birth to. My mom was in Bible college at the time, and, you know, they were newlyweds, whatever, and I was born in the Springfield, Missouri, right there in the middle of the land of lakes. No, what do they call Missouri? It's the land of something. Where I was given birth now, some 47 years after the fact, finally, Kevin McCullough can go back into, the voice of Kevin McCullough can go back into the place that gave me life. And so I'm very excited about that tonight. So thank you to AM 1390, KJPW, and the good folks, in, the Springfield area, Lebanon, Wakesville, all those guys. We're grateful. And, if you get us on KJPW there, let them know how grateful you are that they put us there. That's part of the Biz Talk radio lineup, and so we're very excited to be part of that. All right, so long story short, make sure you go over to thefacebook.com/thekmc01, hit enter, and then go chat with us on the Facebook Live tonight, and I'll try to stop in and say hi on the commercial breaks and stuff, too. Now, we've got a big show for you tonight. Let's go to the big board. Nick, just put it on the screen because I don't have it here in the studio. So this is what we've got to take a look at. Now, you see the nerdy guy to the far left of the screen there if you're watching by way of television. If you're watching by way of radio, focus real hard at the screen located on your radio. Just keep looking at the screen as hard as you can. Maybe you'll be able to make it out. But if you're watching on Biz TV or on the Facebook Live, you've got Bill Nye, the science guy, and he said something this week that is rather profound. And we're going to talk with Mandy Mayfield about it. She is the and this is cool. We're really moving into the new era of media. She's the social media reporter and director for the DC Examiner, the Washington Examiner. Through total social media-ness, I reached out to her and got her booked last minute on the show tonight. I could have, should have reached out to her a couple of days ago. Didn't realize that that was the story that I wanted to talk about tonight until I really saw what Bill Nye had said. And then once I did, I was looking, and she had a email address on her thing. But, you know, every reporter has an email address on their thing. You don't know if they're going to ever see it or answer it or anything else. So I sent her an email. I tweeted at her, and sure enough, she got one of them, checked the other one, then she texted me. And I'm like, wow, completely, like, last-minute booking, and we were able to get the very in-demand social media reporter slash director for the D.C. Examiner, Mandy Mayfield. She'll be here to report on what Bill Nye was talking about. And then Georgie Borman's going to be with us in the second hour. I'm so excited about Georgie's joining us. She is one of those really smart, snappy women at thefederalist.com. This is one of my favorite websites. But if you're looking for really brilliant women in media that have really profoundly good things to say, Georgie is in that crew. And in that crew at The Federalist, you've got Mary Catherine Hamm, Molly Hemingway, Bethany Shondell, you've got, Mandel, I guess is her name, Shondark Mandels. They're all the D.C. McAllister. They've all been on this show. We're excited to welcome a new one who has written a very interesting story, the research piece, about the no longer dominant bikini. Now, every man listening across America is, what?
What?
I wasn't paying attention. Did he say bikini? Yes, and it's not what the guys would like to hope for, but ladies, there's some good news in this research that Georgie's done tonight. We'll talk all about it and get to know her as well. So that's all straight ahead. So we've got a lot. And by the way, the phone lines are open the whole time. So you want to weigh in on the color of my shirt, or as Owen was complaining about before the thing, he thinks I should wear contacts, which I don't have. So if I take the glasses off, then I'm looking for the camera, and I can't quite make it out. Instead, because I need the cameras I need the glasses for the far away. So that's what I do for that. So the phone lines are open. They are available for you for any reason whatsoever. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I also like to keep you up to date on what's breaking in the news, and I saw earlier today that the Washington Post has released yet one more story, in which they are claiming some scandalous thing about the administration. This time they're saying that they have proof, they have absolute proof that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who, if you know him or if you have known people that have known him for any length of time, and this is a legendary figure in Washington, this is a man of consummate integrity. Now, what they're trying to, what the Washington Post is trying to do is say that they, he said when he met with the Russian ambassador that they didn't talk about interfering in the elections or anything like that. They did talk about what the possibility of a Trump administration might look like. And so now that the ambassador went back to Moscow and our spies heard his tapped phone saying, oh, he said such and such would be happening if they won the election. Now the Washington Post is interpreting that as, they must have been colluding on the election. Very, very humorous piece, though, because if you count, if you're like in the thing and you go paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 paragraphs in, the author of the story goes, but of course the guy in Russia just could be lying out his pie hole to try to impress his superiors.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, welcome to New York. Look at that busy, busy crowd in Times Square tonight. Despite the fact that it's like 185 degrees and 2,000% humidity, the people are still out there. They're sweating. They're dampening themselves. They're dabbing themselves with paper towels on their bald heads. Anyway, if those of you watching by way of radio, again, focus more clearly on your screen. It'll start to come into view. We are so glad that you're with us. Kevin McCullough, my phone number, 888-340-3373. So Bill Nye, the science guy, who has increasingly taken controversial positions on any number of things in recent years, things far removed from science, in fact, decided this last week to wade into a little bit of controversy. And I want to put on the screen the quote that seems to have gotten him into trouble, and then want to ask one of the reporters that has covered this story how this all came about. But this is what he said in an interview. He said, it just sounds like people are afraid. He's talking about climate change. He said, and the people who are afraid in general, with due respect, and now I'm one of them, are older. Climate change deniers, by way of example, are older. It's generational. So we're just going to have to wait for those people to age out, as they say. He continued, age out is a euphemism for die. In case you weren't clear, he wanted to make sure you knew what he was saying. But it'll happen. I guarantee you that'll happen. Well, good, Bill. You guaranteeing that people will die is kind of right up there with saying, I don't know, will the sun come out tomorrow? And he said it would. Let's go to the D.C. Examiner's Mandy Mayfield, who is making her first appearance with us tonight. And she has a very exciting title at the D.C. Examiner because I'd never seen a reporter with her title before. But, Mandy, first of all, welcome. Glad you're with us. What exactly is your title again at the D.C. Examiner?
Thanks, Kevin. It is great to be here. My title, I'm a social media producer with the Washington
Post. Social media producer. That just sounds cool. Now, does that mean you get to sit around and play with Snapchat and Facebook all day?
It does. It certainly does. That means I get to tweet all day. I write on Facebook all day. And I go to all of the marches here in D.C. and I cover them on Snapchat.
Okay, so when something's going down, like the Women's March last January, you were out there taking pictures of it and posting in real time so that the D.C. Examiner readers would have some sort of immediate access to it.
Right, exactly. And then we even work with Snapchat where they pick those up and they create, like, the area stories. So even, I mean, more specifically at the Climate March where Bill Nye was speaking recently, I want to say it was in April, I was there covering that.
Very cool.
Snaps from that and then uploading them.
Very cool. Okay, and this is the way media is going to go, friends. I just want you to understand. This is what Mandy's doing is not on the cutting edge. It's kind of just mainstream now. This is where everything is at. But Mandy, I did get a peek at your story about Bill Nye, and I reached out to you. Thank you for making time to come on even short notice. That paragraph that I read to the folks seemed to catch a lot of attention. What's the context of this interview, and why is he literally saying, well, we're going to have to hope that these old people die off before the climate change is taken seriously?
Right. So the context of the interview, he was speaking with a reporter from the Los Angeles Times about his new book that he has coming out, Everything All at Once, which touches on issues from like personal success, society issues, and just climate change. So he was talking with a reporter, and they had asked, you know, when will we start, basically when will we start to see science and climate change advance? And that's when he came out and said, you know, I think when people start to age off, because it's a generational thing that older people don't buy into climate change, is when we will see science advance.
Yeah. Now, can I ask your age? Is that a fair thing to do? If you would prefer not to admit it, you don't have to give it. But I'm just curious
because
I'm guessing you're a millennial.
I'm a millennial. I actually barely made the cut for millennial. I'm 23 years old.
Oh, so you're almost in that Z group, whatever that's called.
Yep, one of the last standing millennials. One of the last in my office, definitely.
So, and you work in D.C. and you're around the political framework all the time. What do you make of Bill's assertion in that statement?
So, well, Bill and I, there are a few things to consider here. One, he is coming out with a book. And I don't want to be so ignorant as to think that
he might not say something controversial just
right,
for sales.
Right. He's a brilliant man, and he's had a lot of success with Emmy-nominated shows, critically acclaimed shows, Emmy-winning Science Guy shows. And since 1999, when that ended, he really has been a huge advocate for science and the advancement of it. I actually don't know specifically where he lives right now. I don't believe that he lives in the District of Columbia, but I have seen him personally 3 times since Trump became president. I had saw him just in June. He was out in front of the White House, protesting, President Trump pulling the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord. So that does lead me to believe, like, you know, he is sold out. There's no doubt about that. Like, he's, since 1999, has been sold out all for the advancement of science and the advancement of climate change and pushing that rhetoric. But I don't want to be ignorant and let go of the fact that he does have a book coming out. He's a brilliant man. He knows how to make headlines, definitely. And, you know, got me to name drop his book in my article, so.
Sure. Well, what's been the reaction to your article amongst the readers of the D.C. Examiner? I mean, have more young people said, oh, yeah, he's right, and the older people said, hey, no, what's your problem? Or what? What's been the reaction?
Oh, it's been back and forth. I mean, yeah, this article definitely it circled quite a bit, and from Reddit to even in my office, it's definitely a back and forth of Bill Nye has a lot of very sold out fans, and so they will take whatever he says and they will advocate for it. And I would say not as much advocate for yes, old people should die off, a group of people should die, but advocate more for this is what he means and saying nasty things about the reporter and you phrased it in this way even though he said, you know, I mean die out.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but
that follow-up sentence was the real killer because he said, well, age out, and then he goes, by the way, what it means is it's a euphemism for kick the bucket.
Exactly. And then we've also obviously had a huge group of people saying that, you know, that rhetoric of this group of people should die is, I don't want to drop any names, but it's something that has been heard in the world over the last 100 years, and it's very dangerous to say, you know, the oldest, arguably wisest, most knowledgeable group of people should die out so that society can advance.
Yeah. That was very much reminiscent of the belief that drove Nazi Germany, where you had philosophers that said there is such a thing as a life that's not worthy to be lived, so they would be doing everybody a favor by not living it. That's very interesting. Well, Mandy, thank you for your helpful explanations of all this. If people want to follow you, they can get on Twitter at Mandy P. Mayfield, all one word, Mandy P. Mayfield on Twitter, and then read her stuff in the Washington Examiner and follow her social media exploits on Snapchat. Mandy, we'll have you back. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough live from New York. I want to take your calls next. What do you make of Bill Nye's statement that the reason we're not getting advancement on climate change is because the old people aren't dead yet? 888-3-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
New York, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we are grateful to have you with us. It's 888, it's 340, it's 3373, 888-340-3373. Bill Nye, the science guy, asked the team during the break, who does he look like? Because it's bugging me. There's someone that Bill Nye, the science guy, looks like a cartoon bird of some sort. But especially that picture, Nick, that's... which is the one I sent you, because I think that's his newest headshot. But he looks like somebody, and then somebody in the group said he looked like one of the actors from the Blues Clues Cruise. What? What's the name of the show? Just talk, Owen.
Blues Clues.
And there's a person that he resembles. Okay, the link you sent me is not pulling up, so you're of no use whatsoever. Steve from the Blues Clues is what people are saying he looks like. Maybe if Nick finds a picture, we can compare one way or the other. I'm not sure. Anyway, 888-340-3373. But what we're talking about is rather serious. And I've believed this for the longest time. The left in America actually believes in their ideology to the extermination of their neighbors. Bill Nye's living proof of this. He is... If that's who Steve from the Blues Clues was, he doesn't look like him. That kid looks unfortunate. Back to the serious topic at hand. The left will kill their neighbors to further their agenda. They're fine with it. These are the people that will kill unborn babies right up to the moment of natural birth and feel nothing about it. So for someone to say, well, you know, the climate, it's so important that we've got to off all the senior citizens because they're the ones that are preventing us from getting the research done, getting the stuff done that we need to do to prepare to save our planet. What are we saving the planet for? Who are we saving it for? I mean, if you spend, I don't know, half a second thinking about it, you start going, wait a minute, what's he actually arguing here? Put the quote up again from the, this is his response to the Los Angeles Times reporter. It sounds like people are afraid, and the people who are afraid in general, with due respect, are older. Climate deniers. Older. It's generational. We're going to have to age out. Age out is a euphemism for die. He just wanted to make sure we understood what he was saying. I want the old people to kick the can. And then he says, but it'll happen. I guarantee you it'll happen. It's almost like he's got some sort of perverse grin on his face when he says this. Now, let's just examine the fact for a second that we live in a country where we have broadly at least believed for generations past that people were allowed to believe different things about different things, that we were allowed to say our beliefs about different things and to speak them with the protection of the law. Now, he doesn't want old people or anybody else denying what he seems to put much credence in. But if I could take you back to just a couple of years ago, there were about five or six scandals that all happened in the course of about 3 months in which many of the top climate studies think tanks were exposed for having eliminated contrary opinion evidence that in any way challenged the premise that climate change was in fact man's fault. And what's interesting about this is you had Al Gore making a ton of money off of something that he basically invented and it still is to this day. Now that Trump's in the White House, he's actually revving things up. It's good for him to have a Republican administration and people that aren't touting the climate change line because all of a sudden he's in demand again. But just examine Bill Nye's thought process on this. It's okay to have all the old people die because they're the ones that are denying the progress on climate change. Now, which is more important to a people? Which is more important to a country? To have all your old people die? Or to be able to get a head start? Even if the climate change stuff was real, even if you said, well, we really got to, like, you know, become more environmentally friendly on this or that. Which, by the way, America has, like, nothing to apologize for. We are one of the cleanest countries on earth. We so much more than do our own part, which is why we had no business being part of the Paris Accords. They're not going to hold the real abusers of the environment responsible for another 10, 15 years. But when you get into this idea that someone, a scientist, is not only propping himself up on a theory that is not universally accepted in scientific circles, number one. And number two, his hope, his dream, his wish is that the old people in the world will die so that they can make progress on then fighting this said situation that he's advocating for. What does that say to you? How do you respond? Should we just walk around and whack all the old people in America? Just, you know, every nursing home, every grandparent, just you're gone. You believe in climate. You don't believe in climate change. You're dead. Coming right back from New York, I want to take your calls on this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
88676.
Live shot if you're watching on Biz TV of Times Square. Man, do we have a lot of people running around on the street tonight. You'd think it was like a really hot night and people were getting out to stay cool or something. Oh, it is. That's the way it works. Anyway, topic for this hour. By the way, coming up in the next hour, Georgie Borman is going to join us. Her debut appearance in the Ladies Lounge. We're going to talk about, of all things, bikinis. I don't often talk about bikinis on this broadcast, but we're going to, because there's this kind of interesting development that she has documented at thefederalist.com. And it's worth reading. And she's just a cool person that we're going to need to get to know better. I love featuring these brilliant women in media in the Ladies Lounge segment of the broadcast. So that's coming up at the top of hour two. I hope you will join us. Again, we're live on Facebook tonight. If you want to jump over to the facebook.com/KMC01, you can see the facebook.com live feed. And you can also comment and interact with others that are commenting there and having fun while you miss out. I mean, that's the way it works. And I want to say thank you to those of you that have, including my sister, who has logged in. And she doesn't know this yet. Nick, put up the Missouri thing back on the screen again. Tonight I'm so excited because I was born in Springfield, Missouri. And it appears as though tonight my voice finally returns home to the little town where I was given birth. So AM 1390 KJPW, one of our new affiliates from Biz Talk Radio, tonight in the Springfield, Lebanon, Waynesville, Lake Ozark area of the great state of Missouri. The great home, by the way, of talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, a Missouri native. So why can't Kevin McCullough come from there as well? I mean, I'd love to do half as well as he has by the time I'm dead. Anyway, so my sister who's in the chat room, she may have just heard that for the first time, but now in the town where I was born, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough comes home 47 years after the case. All right, so we're talking about Bill Nye. He said in an interview with the LA Times this last week, basically, the problem with climate change advancement, getting stuff done on climate change, is the old people. The people who are afraid in general, with due respect, are older. Climate change deniers are older. It's generational. So we're just going to have to wait for those people to age out, as they say. And in case you were confused, he went on to say, age out is a euphemism for die. Kill the old people. Let all the old people die off. In fact, let's just stop feeding them tomorrow because every ounce of carbon that they use, it's just putting more ozone in the layers or something like that. Friends, I'm just curious, what are your thoughts about what that means to the world around us if we start thinking in this way? Oh, let's just get this one group of people to die, then the world would be so much better. 888-340-3373, especially when they have no control over it. I mean, if you're a terrorist and you're associating yourself with other people that want to go chop people's heads off, well, you should die. But if you're just an older person who likes the world and doesn't think that it's, you know, falling apart the way the climate change people say, why should you have to die? Bill Nye wants you to. He wants you to kick the bucket. Can you just die already? Get out of here. I'm not with Bill Nye on this. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Allentown, Pennsylvania, watching on Biz TV tonight. No? No. So Walt was with us. He is no longer with us. All right. So we will we'll tell Walt to get on Facebook Live. All right. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When somebody makes that kind of comparison, okay, well, here's a group of people, and I don't even know how did he do a survey? I know a lot of young people that don't believe that mankind is responsible for climate change. I don't think I cannot grasp how the assumption is, well, it's just the old people. I'm 47. I don't think mankind is responsible for making the climate worse. I think that the climate changes, and I don't think that we can really do too much about it. But I'm all for conservation. I'm all for being recyclable. I'm all for having clean water. I'm all for clean air. A lot of people think because I'm not, you know, hysterical about climate change and the world's going to, you know, incinerate itself that I must in some way just want a dirty planet. No, that's not it either. I think you can have a reasonable approach to saying, well, I want to have a clean environment, but I don't think that we have to adopt all those standards that China and India weren't going to adopt for another 15 years and make it ruin business in America, which is exactly what those Paris Accord agreements would have done. If we had adopted the standards that they were trying to push, small business in America would have effectively been killed. far worse than what Obamacare put on small businesses. So 888-340-3373 if you've got an opinion about that. Now, I want to say thank you to one of my great sponsors because without the balance of nature, I would not be able to do this on a week-in and week-out basis. And what I'm talking about is not just because they sponsor the show. I mean, literally, without taking my balance of nature, my veggies and my fruits, they're just whole food veggies and fruits ground up into tablets, but they're because of the way they have been dehydrated with all their nutrition still inside, they have the power of about 10 servings of fruits and vegetables when I take my daily dose of 3 and 3. Now, when I have a cold, when I get a little bit of a flu or something in advance, I take more than that. I take a lot more than that. In fact, when I had the flu, I took 20 of each for 3 meals in a row, and a day and a half later, I literally had no sign of the flu. It was all nutrition. It was all about power starting my immune system. But, friends, they have studies, and I could show you. Where'd my book go? Here it is. Check this out. This book right here, filled with studies, peer-reviewed studies in the medical community of people that they have studied with cancer, with hepatitis C, with all kinds of programs where they have applied the nutrition of balance of nature, and they have seen a reduction in either the symptoms or in the disease itself. In some cases, doing amazing things. Some livers being completely protected before the like before they had the Hep C virus. So all that to say, they're willing to offer you two free sets when you call tonight, 800-246-8751, and put them to the test. 800-246-8751, you got to get the details on how to get the free sets. But I promise you, once you try them, you're going to love them. 800-246-8751, they've also got health coaches standing by to give you the best advice possible. 800-246-8751. I'm Calvin McCullough.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, live from New York, in the final few seconds of Hour 1 underway. Man, this has gone fast tonight. Hour 2 will be even more fun. We've got Georgie Borman joining us for the first time from The Federalist. She's a little spark plug that is just on fire. When you read her stuff, you go, wow, so much powerful articulation of common sense. And yet these people just don't, you know, they're not given the big stage on the TV airtime and the, you know, the cable channels and everything. So I said a long time ago, I said, well, we're going to feature brilliant women, every single week, and we're just going to make it a point of what we do. So I enjoy doing that, and I'm glad that you're with us. By the way, can someone confirm for us? I mean, just someone pick up the phone and call. That would be watching on Biz TV to let us know for sure that Biz TV is actually airing us tonight. We got one complaint from the Philadelphia area that said that they're not seeing the broadcast on their local affiliate, and if that is in fact the case where you are, we would like to know so we could alert the networks, because obviously something has gone wrong there. But let's talk to a radio listener in Cape Girardeau of that great state, Missouri. Jared is his name, and he wants to weigh in on this. Hello, Jared. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Kevin McCullough, nice to meet you. So what's your thought here?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was listening to you. It's the first time I heard your show. But I heard you say you were just now on in Missouri, and actually Rush is from Cape.
Yes, I know. So, his brother is a very good, very, very dear friend of mine, Mr. David, and he's, if you run into him in the grocery store, tell him that Kevin said hi.
All right. Well, but I was listening to this Bill Nye conversation you've been having, and, you know, I know he's saying that this is generational, and it's simply not true. From where I'm from, I'm a millennial. I'll be 30 in November, so I'm right at the start of that generation. And many of my friends my age all believe this is bullcrap. If you actually do your research, and if anybody else out there is willing to do so, in the early 70s, scientists were saying that we were actually going through a state of global cooling, and that in the next 50 to 100 years, we'd be in another ice age.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, 4 years later, we're the opposite. I'm sorry. Weather moves in patterns. It's basic science.
Jared, not only did they say the opposite, that all happened from the 70s to where we were. That all happened in the same 18-year window that we started on a second cooling cycle. So it was cold, and then it got hot, and then we started cooling off again, and they're still like claiming that it's going to incinerate some days. It's going to dry up.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying, I was actually doing some research on the topic, and they're saying that where I live in Missouri is, if all this happens, what they're saying is that we will basically be a desert, and it's insanity. It's just insanity.
Well, we're sure glad you found us, Jared. Please join us every Saturday. We look forward to it, and thanks for contributing tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll listen, man.
All right. Thank you much. And tell David Limbaugh I said hi when you run into him. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go to line two. Carol is in the San Fernando Valley. Are we short on time? Okay, we're short on time. Carol, you hold on. We're going to get to you. Don't go anywhere. It's Kevin McCullough with Radio Night Live coming to you live from New York. We're also on Facebook.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
2468.